Native American tribes in the Southwest have been hit hard by the coronavirus. The Navajo Nation has the highest rate of cases per capita in the U.S. A lack of running water, many generations living together, and a chronically underfunded healthcare system have helped COVID-19 spread. A GoFundMe campaign to support Native communities has raised more than $4 million, and some of those donations are coming from Ireland. Reciprocation for an act of kindness from a century ago. Laurel Morales from member station KJZZ explains.
To make room for the country's westward expansion, the federal government forced the Choctaw and other Native American tribes from their homelands in the southeast United States and resettled them west of the Mississippi in the 1800s. The ordeal was called the Trail of Tears, as thousands died during the migration. Choctaw archaeologist Deanna Bird.
And we experienced an extreme hardship and loss and disease and hunger, and disconnect from our homeland.
The Choctaw wound up in Oklahoma, rebuilt their lives, and planted corn, beans, and squash. At the same time, Ireland was in the middle of a potato famine. People were starving. A million died. The General Irish Relief Committee, based in New York, traveled the country raising funds and came to the Choctaw Council for help. Bird says Choctaw families collected $170, about $5,000 in today's dollars. She believes her ancestors could relate to those in need.
Our hearts really went out to the families that we knew were starving. We recognized and we understood that hunger, the loss of generations, the elderly, the children. This loss really resonated with us.
Now, generations later, hundreds of Irish men, women, and children are donating money, anywhere from $5 to $100, to help Native families. Aaron Doyle is from County Wexford in Ireland.
Although many years later, the help is never forgotten, a lot of us Irish have donated back under similar circumstances.
Doyle says the Irish aren't immune to the pandemic.
Self and a lot of us here in my community have lost our jobs as a result of the COVID-19, but it doesn't mean we can't come together and help each other in difficult times.
Along with their donations, people have left messages like returning the kindness shown to us and the people in Ireland remember. Choctaw author Waylon Whitedeer says there is no favor to return, just a continuation of kindness.
We say that, the greatest thing you can do for someone is to feed them because you're extending human life. That's what that original donation did, and now, we can see that, it's moved on.
Campaign co-lead Vanessa Tooley, who is Navajo, helps coordinate the donations.
That's just the basic principles of care based on family. Family doesn't just extend to your blood relatives, but it extends to your community members. And we've got to treat everyone like they're our dear family members.
Tooley says she wants the people of Ireland to know that their donations are being spent wisely, buying food boxes for Native elders and those who are immunocompromised. For Here and Now, I'm Laurel Morales.